There's a drag show open to children. Let me just read you the headline that is getting some people riled up. Drag show open to children will go on at Lake in the Hills Cafe despite threats and potential protests. The person that owns that cafe is Karina Sack. She is the owner of Uprising Bakery and Cafe. And thank you for joining us. The show is going on regardless of what people think. Right, Karina?
Hi, yes, the show will go on this Saturday.
So you're a mom, you own a bakery, it's a woman and LGBTQ plus owned and operated business, and you just wanted to invite that portion of the community into your bakery and build a little business, right?
Right, so essentially we were just looking for new ways to, bring in the community, engage the community, and help bridge the gap, with inflation and everything going on. So we started hosting more events, live music, and poetry slams, Young Authors Night, and we said, let's try a drag show. They're really popular around here and in the city, and let's continue with what our mission is and what we believe in, which is a family-friendly establishment for all families. And so we opened it up to all ages, all families, and that has created quite the backlash.
And so it's a brunch for dinner event called Starry Nights, Sunny Skies. Tickets went on sale about 2 weeks ago. All 40 mm-hmm. tickets sold out. And then people started to say, she's having a drag show. And I've been to drag shows. I've even been downtown Chicago, and it's usually all bachelorette parties, mm-hmm. girls getting all crazy. And I've really never seen anything risque. Basically, it is men who dress up in the most elaborate costumes with the most beautiful makeup that I'm very jealous of. And, and lip sync to songs. Am I wrong? Is that kind of what you're doing, or?
That is exactly what we are doing. So there's a whole history behind drag that I won't, get into right now. But that's exactly what we're doing. It's beautiful, fun costumes. We're decorating the cafe to match the theme. We have breakfast for dinner, which is the best thing in the world. Everyone loves. And then these queens are just going to dance and have fun. Lip sync to some really awesome songs, and that's it.
And then people started freaking out. You sold out. It's not like, anybody's being forced to walk through your door. And it started with somebody putting dog poop on your door, somebody walking in, yelling at you and spitting on the baked goods case. And then now a sign on your door saying pedophiles work here. And then the worst of all, someone complained to Department of Children and Family Services about you.
Yeah, so we've had threats and all kinds of phone calls and bad stuff, and all the things that you stated did happen early on before we even had sold out and, got attention for it. So those things were happening then, and now it's just magnified where people are threatening our lives and telling me I should have my kids taken away. Someone said that they called DCFS on me as as a mom to be investigated for child pornography.
And that's all crazy because these type of shows go on in Chicago everywhere. Now, granted, they're usually not open to children, but as we know from reading the paper, this is happening more often. And it's really, mm-hmm. I would guess you want to support the LGBTQ plus community. Is that the basis of this? And now you're not going to back down, right? Because you're here on WGN talking about it. So you must not, you must not have decided to cancel it.
Right. No. Well, I could never have imagined that it would go this far. And we've always believed in equality, which means an equal and quality life for everyone, no matter who you are, what you believe, what you eat, it doesn't matter. So for us, it's just all about supporting our community that supports us and providing a safe space for everyone and anyone to come to. Some kids know who they are and how they identify and what they like at ages as young as 5. six, 7 years old. And some people don't discover that about themselves until they're 50. We don't care what age you are. You're welcome here and you're safe here.
Well, and there's not going to be any children here without a parent, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. So, right. Children, they come with their parents, and it's a ticketed event only, so you had to buy tickets to be able to enter the event. It's closed to the public as soon as we sold out, and then the doors will be closed, and we will not be accepting walk-ins of any sort during these events that we host. So, it's extremely safe.
Well, and here's the thing, Corina. I don't know if I had a young kid, if I would take him to this. I just don't know. I have a 20-year-old now, and he probably would like to come to your event, you know? But I just don't know. But I don't think that you should be, you know, called a pedophile or have someone called DCFS because as a business owner, you decided to host an event where children could attend that has no – there's not nudity. There's nothing risque, right?
Correct. Correct. I mean, even the costumes are very well put together, and there's no nudity or anything like that. The worst anyone is going to see is a potential high kick, which you can see, you know, watching the Dallas Cowboys on the TV. That's the worst there will be.
A potential high kick, but they're going to be dressed appropriately, right? So,
right, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, and do then, you, I just want to know, do you feel safe? Like, is your community going to keep you safe through this event?
Absolutely. Our police department in Lake in the Hills has been absolutely phenomenal at keeping us safe, the community safe, while also letting everyone exercise their constitutional rights. I'm so blown away by them. My community, who supports us, the LGBTQ community, has come out in droves of support, and everyone's offering to be here for free security and, you know, just to stand outside the doors. And, you know, we're not asking anyone to do that because that's our police department's job.
Right.
That's what they're here and trained to do. But just them offering and knowing that they are willing to stand out there to help us, allow us to have this event safely is so much more than I could ever have imagined. And I appreciate it. And I love it, and I love them for it.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Corina Sack explaining the whole deal. It's about what's going on at Uprising Bakery and Cafe in Lake in the Hills. Time to get a check on weather and traffic, and then the newsroom temperature check is on the way.